Thank you for pressing play. My name is Kim Kardashian, and I'm so glad that you're interested in listening to the wisdom horses offered me this week. It never ceases to amaze me how being around and interacting with these wonderful creatures makes my life so much better. I appreciate horses so much and love sharing what they teach me. They offer such great lessons and insights into helping me be a better human. Hopefully, you'll find what they share useful as well. Sometimes I needed to be reminded of things, and that's what happened this week. Well, there was also a little bit of a new part, but most of it was remembering the significant impact and healing properties of rhythm. Petey was the horse that emphasized for me all of this magic of rhythm. He's starting to move much more freely on the lunge line, and I was able to invite him to hold a steady rhythm. This wasn't really possible for him before, but now that he's moving a bit more forward, he could ease into a little more consistency, which allowed for some of these magical or, well, I like to call them magical, but some of these significant things to happen. As he circled, I held my energy steady in a two-beat pattern because he was trying. Going with the power of intention and giving him little energetic suggestions through the line to rebalance, I watched my brown horse stretch over his top line. This is huge for Petey, something we've been working towards for quite a while. The steadiness of rhythm helped him ease into a next best version of flow for him. It gave him the structure, a secure foundation upon which to build upwards. After this very cool lunge session, I let Petey graze as I combed him. As I did so, I reflected on not only how amazing my brown horse was, but also on the power of rhythm. Really, there's a rhythm to everything, and it's so important to flow, which is kind of the essence of the rehab work that I do. And really, rhythm is the essence of flow. I really believe rhythm is a superpower. And I think I can justify this because rhythm can calm both the nervous system and the brain. In a way, this is a powerhouse link for me because my phys ed teacher identity and my counselor identities both can come together and meet on this. Both the physical and our mental, emotional aspects can be positively impacted or healed through rhythmic movement, like rocking, gentle stimulation. It's a great regulator. And if you think about it, rocking is so soothing. Any moms are very aware about the calming effect this has on baby. And think about how many, I don't know if I want to say toys, but how many gadgets they have, swings and rockers. And even we get the mom sway, right? We each have our own natural pace and tempo of movement, and that can really help regulate our nervous system. In addition, holding a steady rhythm in movement helps release endorphins in our brain. This is huge for self-regulation as they help increase our overall sense of well-being. They reduce pain and stress and can help relieve trauma symptoms as well. A steady physical rhythm can help keep us rooted in the present moment, which will help with the dissociative reactions of trauma. So it's all great stuff, all great powerful stuff. There's also, this was a little bit of a newer piece, but a lot of benefit in working with our own natural rhythm. I know it sounds kind of simple, but it's one of those things that sometimes we can overlook or not even pay attention to or get at a deeper level that this is kind of a rhythm thing and going with our own natural patterns of energy will add a sense of flow to our lives. Like, are you a morning person, a night person? When are you likely to have energy spikes or lows, or be hungry, or be, well, I guess tired is an energy low, but you know, just paying attention to what we would do naturally without any expectations or demands of a really tight schedule or somebody else, just to see what it is. Of course, we can, it's life. We still have to pay attention to some of those demands, but being aware of what our bodies would do naturally will help us just kind of, again, add a little more ease and be able to enjoy what we're doing more. Recognizing our body's natural rhythms is, of course, a great component and will be helpful for self-care. Even just acknowledging it and giving it consideration will allow us to sync up with it the tiniest bit more. You know, awareness is always the first step, right? But remember, we can get so caught up in getting, or the need to get things done, that we completely ignore or neglect some of our needs, and we can end up depleted. So just a plug for self-care here, because I think especially, well, most people that would be drawn to something like this are either wonderful horse people, healers, teachers, parents. In some aspect, they're greatly giving to others. So we need to remember to honor and replenish our energy and our joy, because I think those two things are so related. So a gentle reminder from the horses to ease into our natural rhythms. One clue I've noticed that when we're starting to really go against our natural rhythm is when we start shoulding on ourselves. And by that, I mean, you know, when a lot of should statements come out of our mouth or into our minds, I should be doing this or I should be doing that. There are going to be some that are just a matter of fact. I should get my income taxes done. But when there starts to be a lot of those and they're tipping the scale in the weight of obligations, or, you know, just in the way that sucks the peace or the joy out of our daily experience, a great way to calm that is by involving rhythm, because we've gotten out of our natural flow and rhythm. So we can use this power of rhythm to help get some of what we've been depleted back. For me personally, taking a walk outside will always get me to a better place. Even if I thought I was already okay, and especially if I know I'm not. I haven't ever actually timed it, but if I get out there and I walk for a steady rhythm, usually striding with a bit of purpose, I automatically feel calmer and lighter. And I'm willing to bet that this is somewhere around 12 minutes, because that's when I could be getting into my aerobic capacity. And that's when those endorphins get released and a lot of the, you know, just kind of that deep exhale feeling comes. So even in the rain or cold, this is a solid idea for me. It's become a ritual. When I get to the farm, I go out and shoot a short video that I share on Facebook. I call them peaceful resets, and I come back feeling refreshed and grounded. I love it, and I know it helps me be better for my horses. Maybe you might find something that capitalizes on the power of rhythm to add some calm and bright to your experience. So easing into a rhythm will be helpful for both our horses and for us. It can help us connect better as a team and build more trust in our bond. A pretty great way to make things better. Thank you for listening to this weekly message, and I hope that you are able to find a soothing and inspiring rhythm and flow this next week. If you'd like a little more horse inspiration, check out our Hidden Promise Facebook page or visit Confidence Through Connection. Bye for now.